Chapter 30. Clark. For some period of time, minutes, hours, Clark wasn't sure. All she could hear was the sound of their hearts, the whisper of their mingled breaths. But then, a scream clawed its way out from the clearing, dragging them apart. Clark and Wells jumped to their feet, Clark holding on to Wells's arm for balance as the world slid back into terrifying focus. He grabbed her hand and they ran back into the clearing. She heard more screams, but none were as frightening as the roar and crackle that made every nerve in her body stand at attention. Flames rose up from the tents, some of which had already collapsed into smoldering heaps, like corpses on an ancient battlefield. Shadowy figures sprinted for the safety of the forest, pursued by tendrils of hungry flames. Talia, Clark thought in horror and started to run. She was too weak to make it out of the infirmary tent on her own. No! Wells shouted, forcing his voice over the chaos of screams. Clark, it's not safe! But his words slid off her like a spray of ash. She made a beeline for the tent, smoke filling her lungs, blinking to see in the smoldering air. His arm wrapped around her waist like a steel band, pulling her forcibly into the shelter of the trees. Let me go! She shrieked, thrashing with all her might. But Wells held her tight, forcing her to watch helplessly as fire engulfed the infirmary fewer than 100 meters away. The entire side of the tent was up in flames. The plastic tarp on top was melting, and smoke filtered out of the gap between the front flaps. Get off! She sobbed, twisting again as she tried to wrestle free. He slid his arm under her and began dragging her backward. No! She shrieked, feeling the sound tear her throat, pounding at him helplessly with her fists. I need to get her out! She dug her heels into the grass, but Wells was stronger, and she couldn't hold her ground. Talia! Clark, I'm so sorry, Wells whispered in her ear. She could tell he was crying, but she didn't care. You'll die if you go in there. I can't let you. The word die ignited a reserve of power that exploded through her. Clark gritted her teeth and lunged forward, momentarily escaping Wells's hold. Her entire being had reduced to a single, desperate thought, saving the only friend she had left in the universe. She screamed as her arm was wrenched behind her back. Let me go! This time, it was more of a plea than an order. I'm begging you, let me go! I can't, he said, wrapping his arms around her again. His voice was shaking. I can't. The clearing was empty now. Everyone had made it into the woods, taking whatever supplies they could carry. But no one had thought to grab the frail girl who was now being burned alive just a few meters away. Help! Clark cried. Someone, please help! But there was no answer except for the roar and crackle of the fire. The flames on the top of the infirmary tent rose higher, the sides collapsing toward each other, as if the fire were inhaling the tent and everything inside of it. No! There was a crack, and the flames shot up even higher. Clark shrieked with horror as the entire tent collapsed into a storm of fire, then slowly crumbled into ash. It was over.